Proclamation number 2093 of October 2nd, 1941. Knowledge of Christ's teaching obliges us to accept grace. This is the adversary's activity, that he awakens or strengthens people's will to reject all teachings concerning Jesus Christ in the act of salvation. And once he has achieved this, it is also easy for him to completely destroy faith in God as creator and sustainer of all things. For those who reject Jesus Christ as Savior willingly hand themselves over to his power and are therefore likewise opponents of God, since the adversary can impose his will on people without encountering resistance. Once faith in Jesus Christ has been taught, where people have been informed of him and his act of salvation, the human being can no longer detach himself from him without putting his soul in extreme danger. A lack of knowledge relieves him of responsibility, yet having knowledge also obliges him to accept faith in Jesus Christ, for the transmission of Christ's teaching is a favor from God which was offered to him due to the soul's certain state of maturity when it was embodied as a human being. Countless people lack the knowledge of this because their souls are not yet receptive to this greatest of all graces. Not all souls are shaped in the same way because the course of higher development in the bound will is not the same for all beings, and therefore the being in the stage as man must first have reached a certain maturity of soul before the knowledge about Jesus Christ and his work of redemption can be made accessible to it. It should indeed be offered to all people as long as they are on earth. But people who are still lagging behind in their spiritual development are often still too burdened by lower instincts to be receptive to a teaching which is intended to develop divine instincts in the human being. The instinctive life of such people must sometimes still be called animalistic. And in such a low spiritual state, a teaching which only demands love is incomprehensible to them and therefore unacceptable. Their course of development is not yet completed with earthly life because they have still carried over too strong instincts from the preliminary stages into earthly life and need a considerably longer time to overcome them. The concept of unselfish neighborly love can sometimes not be made comprehensible to them in this life, but this does not exclude the possibility that they can likewise only be redeemed through love and that the work of redemption then only begins in the beyond. But Jesus Christ also died for these people, and the knowledge of the work of redemption will also be imparted to them in the beyond if it could not be made accessible to them on earth. The spiritual state of maturity before the embodiment as a human being determines where and under which living conditions the human being may take up residence on earth. God knows about the former resistance and the will of each individual being and accordingly places it where it has the most opportunities to mature its soul. Understandably, where the teaching of Christ is offered to people, the path to the heights is much easier to travel, but on the other hand, this grace also obliges. If God deems a person worthy of being able to avail himself of the grace of the work of redemption, then he will also be called to account if he disregards this grace. If, when he is informed of Jesus Christ's work of love, he does not recognize it and denies him, i.e., denies his divinity, then he is visibly under the influence of the adversary, whose endeavor it is to get the beingness under his spell again. And he also succeeds if the person is willing to reject Christ as the Son of God and Savior of the world. He thereby forfeits eternal bliss. For without Jesus Christ the soul can never be redeemed. Amen.